You mentioned Helens as well, and of course, yes. Most Burnabyites who know the history of Burnaby know that iconic picture
right.
of the little girl on the swing. Mm-hmm. Was there a big neon presence for some time?
There was, and I believe that the Regent Fish sign is still there, to my knowledge, and we had a beacon on it, and it went around, and that was, my dad purchased that in about 1950, 52, and the archives, I know, have taken pictures of it, and it's like a lot of the neon signs, and mm-hmm. I believe Helens started in 1950. We were there a little before Helens, I believe, and Helens came up and put that swing in, and there was a fair amount of neon signs, and I always liked them. I mm-hmm. thought neon signs are really interesting, but as you probably know, they're really, you can't put them back up again. If they're there, it's grandfathered, I guess.
There was that debate between, do they brighten up the night, or
yeah.
are they garish and do they intrude upon
the
scenery?
That's right.
Big debate there. Well, maybe you could just very quickly bring us up to date then. The fish market in the early 70s at the Heights, you were talking about these three fellows here, Jack Kyer.
And Larry French. I mean, they're two great guys. And, I mean, the history, which I find, that was where... I mean, I don't want to leave out somebody. I mean, Helen was there for a long time, and Helen was a great supporter. So whenever we wanted to do anything, we talked to Helen quite often. Charlton Realty was another place that... he sold his business, and Bud was his first name. But anyways, he ran Charlton Realty. We'd go to him when we started Hats Off Day. Again, I don't know what year it was now. There was other people on the Heights that we would go to, but I don't want to just hit on us three. But we were the ones that worked with all the mayors. Mr. Copeland. Bill Copeland was just awesome. I'm trying to think who was... there was a fellow before him, before Bill Copeland we worked with. Anyways, and Doug Drummond. We worked with all these people an awful lot. And we put an awful lot of time into Hastings Street to keep it going. Because, mm-hmm. again, if you look at the Lower Mainland and see how many thriving little areas are left, there's not a lot, and they at times they do very well, other times they're not doing very well, and to keep the Heights going the way we have, I think it's one of the few areas. I would say that Carisdale's has been pretty good in Vancouver. You know, and then I'm on Hastings has come and gone. But the Heights, thanks to Burnaby and thanks to, I think, us guys working with Burnaby and getting the parking lots that we got on the corners, we've thrived fairly well. We certainly have had our ups and downs, mm-hmm. but we hung in there, and it's worked for us.
You know? Was there a long history of cooperation between the municipal government and the Heights business area? Or
well...
Do you remember your dad having, you know, cursing the local government?
No, I don't remember my dad cursing them, no, because I think it was before anything really started to take off. But, you know, Burnaby way back, I mean, there's so much history there, but the movie people in Burnaby down around below Lougheed Highway, they were developing that area, which is developed now where Home Hardware is, or Home Depot, I guess it is, down in that area, and they're starting to put retail in there. And I mean, we had meetings after meetings, and wherever you put retail, it's going to hurt you. And, you know, and everybody tried to say it won't. But I've been through the experience, and I kind of got labeled, I think, as a bit of a redneck, maybe, or a complainer or something. But I'll tell you, I'm repeating myself, but when Brentwood opened, it hurt Hastings Street. When Lougheed Mall opened, it hurt Hastings Street. When all these places, when these things happen, you can't tell me they don't hurt a little area. So you have to work hard to create what Hastings Street is created. And to my knowledge, it's still thriving fairly well. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a lot of effort. And for a little merchants where, in my opinion, people in a mall or run a retail store, they don't go through that at all. And so, you know, we run your own business. You're responsible for everything you do in your store. And then you have evenings where you have to go to council meetings or drum up support for different things. It's very trying and it's very hard. And I think only individual people, some people can do it and some don't. And they will not take their time out of their business to do these things. And Jack Kyer, for an example, is just, I mean, he's been on council. He's been a board of trade president. He's been, I mean, almost everybody knows him very well. And Larry is another one that the three of us, we work endlessly to keep the Heights, in my opinion, strong and active.
Great. It sounds like a really rich history of people and events there. Is there anything we haven't touched on that maybe you'd like to add about either memories of the early Heights or contrasts between then and now or perennial issues to deal with?
Well, I can't stress it. It's a great little strip and everything. But, I mean, we went through, and all I can say to keep it going was very difficult. And if you're aware of the Heights, and I'm trying to think exactly when it happened, but when they widened Hastings Street, you know, the 3900 block and the 3800 block on the south side, they tore everything down. And then finally, they came up with a plan and they did something in the 3900 block on the south side, but in the 38 is still vacant. And that all hurts retail. I mean, it's amazing, in my opinion, that it's hung in there. And we, in my opinion, have gone through an awful lot. And all these are, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's federal or provincial or municipal problems. I don't know. You know, I can't remember now who owns the land, if it's provincial or not. But, I mean, different times on Hastings Street, we've been told that it's a provincial highway. And then another time, no, Burnaby has it. I mean, our first Hats Off Day, which now we're getting into a later area, we weren't allowed to close Hastings Street. Mm. And we had our parade on Albert. And it was great, and the schools were involved, and we've had great support. And again, thanks to us, or thanks to the mayors and council in Burnaby, they worked with us, and we finally got Hastings Street closed, and we had the parade and a half. It's a great celebration, and it's gone on for quite a few years now. And the reason we call it Hats Off, because hats off to our customers. You know, I just think it's a history. It's something that I hope that Burnaby will carry on for years. And I think to have shops that you can walk up and down the strip. And to my knowledge, in the States, they're taking malls and they're opening the shops up on the outside instead of going inside. And I even think, if I have it right, Oak Ridge is starting to do a little bit of that right now.
Sort of coming back.
Back. And you know, I'm just a believer in those small shops and the butcher shops. And I think, again, I think what we're going through, and I'm convinced that people are starting to shop day-to-day more than, because we went through the era after the war. People bought freezers and they bought, you know, a quarter of a meat or bought fish and put it in the freezer, and as we went through the 60s, and I think it's going back to your day shopping again, where people go out and buy things, and they want a fresh product, they want something that's good, local, they're thinking more local now, and I think the era's coming back again, and you know, the fellas that I've mentioned, like Jack Kyer, you know, he's from Holland and came over here, and he runs a bakery and his product. And I'm sure he could tell you that he's gone through tough times, but he stuck with his quality. And that's the secret, is to keep the quality, keep the product good. And I think you can succeed.
Great. Well, that's excellent. Well, thanks very much for sharing your memories and your overviews. A very rich history here, as you've been saying. So thank you very much.
No problem, Eric.